Welcome back. In this lesson, we're doing one of the simplest, most effective drum and bass arrangement tricks, the kickless break section. And I know, it sounds almost too basic. You're making D&B by removing the kick? Yes, because the entire point is contrast. Drum and bass is usually so locked in and heavy that when you temporarily take the kick out, the track gets this instant feeling of tension and forward motion. Then, when the kick returns, it feels bigger than it actually is. What we're building today is a kickless B section inside a normal drop, something like 8 or 16 bars where the kick disappears, but the groove still rolls, still feels intentional, and still feels like D&B. Alright, let's set up a clean starting point. Set your tempo somewhere around 174 BPM. Time signature stays 4/4. Now create a simple drum layout. You want a kick track, a snare track, a break layer track, a hats and tops track, a percussion track, and then group them all into one drums group. In Ableton, select the drum tracks and hit CMD or Ctrl G and name that group drums. This group is going to make the automation part way easier. Now before we remove anything, we need a solid reference groove. This is important. If your full drum section is weak, the kickless section won't feel like a clever variation. It'll just feel like less of a weak thing. So, build a basic two-step. Kick on beat 1. In Ableton's timeline, that's 1.1.1. Snare on beats 2 and 4. That's 1.2.1 and 1.4.1. If you want it slightly more driving, add an extra kick on beat 3 at 1.3.1. That's optional. Some styles love it, some styles don't. If you're unsure, start with just the kick on 1. Loop 8 bars. Let it run. And listen for one thing. Does it already make your head nod without any fancy edits? If yes, you're ready. Quick polish, super beginner friendly. On the kick, throw on EQ8. If it's boxy, dip a little somewhere around 200 to 350 Hz. Don't high pass your kick by default. People do that and then wonder why their track has no weight. Then add saturator. Soft clip on. Drive maybe 2 to 5 dB. We're not trying to destroy it, just give it density so it reads on smaller speakers. On the snare, EQ8 again. If you need more body, a small boost around 180 to 220 Hz. If you need more crack, try a gentle boost somewhere around 3 to 6K. Then, if you want, put drum bus on it with a little drive. Keep the boom subtle. The snare should punch, not turn into a basketball. Cool, that's your section. Now we do the core move. Pick a spot in your arrangement where you want variation. Mid-drop is classic, like, you've had 16 bars of full energy and you want to switch it up without changing the whole beat. Duplicate that section so you're working with a fresh copy. Now remove the kick for 8 or 16 bars. You can literally mute the kick track during that region, or if it's MIDI, just make a clip without kick notes. Play it back. At first it might feel like, whoops, I forgot something. That's normal. A kickless section is not just kick muted. It's kick muted and everything else steps up to cover the role of momentum. Here's the first rule. Don't remove the pulse, remove the kick. Beginners often mute the kick and the bar loses its sense of one, like the downbeat disappears. So we need some kind of downbeat indicator that is not a kick. We'll come back to that in a second. Next, keep your anchor. In drum and bass, the snare is your spine. If the snare stays confident, the listener still feels the grid, even if the kick is gone. So keep your snare on 2 and 4. And now add ghost notes. This is one of the easiest ways to make kickless sections feel busy and alive without becoming messy. Add a very quiet snare hit just before beat 2. In Ableton terms, put it at 1.1.4, which is the last 16th note before beat 2. Drop that velocity way down. If your main snare is around 100, set the ghost to something like 20 to 40. You want to feel it more than hear it. If your ghost notes are inconsistent, you can use Ableton's Velocity MIDI effect to tame them. But honestly, just grab the velocity handle and pull it down until it sits behind the groove. Now, let's solve the big problem. The low-end gap. When the kick disappears, the groove often loses weight. The fix is not to bring the kick back quietly. The fix is implied punch. Option 1. Let your break layer do the heavy lifting. This is the jungle approach, and it works in modern rollers too. On your break layer track, load a tight break. Amen. Think Hot Pants or any chopped loop that has good transients. Then process it just enough to sit. Put EQ8 first. High pass somewhere around 80 to 130 Hz. The exact spot depends on your break, but the goal is keep it from fighting your sub and bass while still keeping some body in the low mids. If it feels cardboardish, dip a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. Then add drum bus. Drive maybe 10 to 25%. Add a little crunch, like 5 to 15%, you're bringing out the texture and attack. And here is a simple arrangement move. During the kickless section, turn the break layer up by 1 to 2 dB compared to the full section. That's it. You've basically reassigned the forward push job from the kick to the break transients. Option 2. Add a shadow downbeat, a low tom, a thump, a short foley hit. Something that says this is beat 1 without sounding like a second kick. Predate a new track called Low Thump or Kickless Weight, whatever you like. Drop in a short tom or thud sample. Place it on beat 1, where the kick used to be. Then process it so it behaves. EQ8. Low pass it around 150 to 300 Hz so it's mostly weight. Also, a huge coaching tip here, check the sub area. Roll off below about 40 to 60 Hz if it's stepping on your bass fundamental. And keep the sample short. If it's too long, it'll smear the groove and make your low end feel flabby. Add a tiny bit of saturation, like 1 to 4 dB drive, and put utility on it with mono on. Keep the volume low. This is not a new kick. It's just a marker. Now we need the kickless section to feel like a deliberate moment, not a mistake. This is where automation makes everything sound produced. Pick 2 or 3 contrast moves. Don't do all of them. 2 or 3 is enough. Move 1. Filter the drums slightly. On the drums group, add auto filter. During the kickless bars, automate the cutoff down a bit. Maybe from fully open down to somewhere like 6 to 10k. Keep resonance low so it doesn't whistle. The psychological effect is huge. It sounds like the track turned inward for a moment, which makes the return feel like a release. Move 2. Lift snare space. Set up a return track with reverb or hybrid reverb. Decay around 1.2 to 2.5 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds. And high pass the reverb return around 250 to 500 Hz so you're not dumping mud into the mix. Then in a kickless section, automate the snare send up slightly. Think small, like just enough that you notice the snare tail bloom when the kick is absent. Move 3. An air gap before the return. Right before the kick comes back, remove a little bit of information. Half a beat to one beat is perfect. Cut a few hits, or mute a hat, or do a tiny filter dip. Add a reverse cymbal if you want. The point is to create a pocket of space so the downbeat feels explosive. Now let's actually design the return, because the return is the payoff. Here's an easy 2-bar recipe. In the second to last bar of your kickless section, pull the drums group down by maybe half a dB to 2 dB. Do it on purpose. Quieter section equals bigger return. This is one of those mix psychology tricks that works almost every time. In the last bar, add a little fill. Beginner-friendly fill, 2/16th notes on the snare leading into beat 4, or a short snare roll that ramps up velocity. If you're using a break, you can do a quick chop so it gets busier for just a moment. Then, in the final half beat before the kick returns, you can slightly dull the highs with a filter, or even mute a top layer. That creates headroom for the impact. On the downbeat where the kick returns, bring everything back. Kick on, full tops, filter opens back up. Add a crash or impact if you like. And crucially, if you used a low thump as your downbeat indicator, drop it out right here so the kick owns beat 1 again. Now, a couple of common issues to watch out for. If the kickless section feels weak, it's usually because your low end disappeared completely. Fix it with break transients, or that subtle low thump, or even a short sub accent from the bass. Just make sure the bar still has a 1. If it sounds like you simply forgot to unmute the kick, you need clearer contrast, filter change, reverb lift, a transition cue, something. Give the listener a marker, like a reverse cymbal that always signals B section incoming. Ear candy is navigation, not decoration. If it gets washy and muddy, your reverb is probably too wide in the low mids. High pass the reverb return more aggressively and keep send changes small. And one more pro-style tip that's surprisingly effective in heavier DNB, in kickless sections, sidechain the bass to the snare instead of the kick. With no kick, the snare becomes your pump source. Put a compressor on the bass, enable sidechain from the snare, ratio maybe 2 to 4 to 1, fast attack, medium release. Subtle, you just want the snare to make room for itself. Alright, quick practice assignment you can do in 20 minutes. Make an 8-bar full drum loop at 174 BPM. Duplicate it so it's 16 bars. In bars 9 to 12, remove the kick completely. In bars 9 to 12, do 3 changes. First, turn the break layer up by about 1.5 dB. Second, add 2 ghost snares at very low velocity. Third, increase your snare reverb send slightly. Then bars 13 to 16, bring the kick back, and add a 1-bar fill at the end of bar 12 to set up the return. Now export 2 versions. Version A, keep the kickless section at normal drum volume. Version B, Turn the drums group down by about 1.5 dB only during the kickless bars. Listen at low volume. Which one makes the kick return feel bigger? Usually, it's version B. To wrap it up, kickless sections create contrast. Your job is to keep momentum with snare anchors, break layers, ghost notes, and intentional automation. Don't remove the pulse. Make it clearly a designed moment. Then make the return a payoff. If you tell me your substyle, like liquid, minimal roller, jungle, or densiflor, I can give you a specific 8-bar kickless evolution plan, what to add every 2 bars, so it matches that vibe.